USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order.
Smith filed the motion Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The post appeared one day after Trump was indicted on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Smith wrote in his filing that public posts by the former president about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond. I'm Julie Ryan.
16 people are injured after a Greyhound bus overturned on I-75 in Georgia. The accident happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Forsyth, about an hour south of Atlanta. The accident remains under investigation. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. The Travis County judge on Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. A massive operation that authorities say made billions of spam calls is hit with a major fine.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The daughter of the late Lisa Marie Presley is now the sole trustee of her mother's estate. A Los Angeles judge approved Riley Keough as head of what the family calls the Promenade Trust. Lisa Marie Presley died on January 12th at the age of 54. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Jamie Foxx is apologizing to the Jewish community over a now-deleted social media post. The actor had written, quote, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" followed by the hashtags fake friends and fake love. After some interpreted they as Jews, Foxx posted that he was referring to being, quote, "betrayed by a fake friend," and that he loves and supports the Jewish community. Foxx is recovering from an undisclosed medical complication. It's lottery fever time again.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. I'm Laura Winters.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is nearing the $1 billion mark. The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week across North America and will cross the $1 billion sometime this weekend. Barbie will take first place for a third straight weekend. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrining 9 new members, including former Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Ware, who said growing up in an environment with drugs and gangs wasn't going to deter him.
No matter what our circumstances, we made a choice and worked to be great.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98, was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.